The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Wake up. Wake up, dear. The cows are mooing.
Oh, I cannot help it.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
I still can't help it.
It's going to wake all the neighbors, and they're upset enough already.
You're upset. I like that. What about us?
Well, maybe the cows don't like being shut up in the garage.
That was your idea.
You want them wandering into Mrs. Henderson's garden? Amy Henderson's getting married in their garden Saturday. I don't blame Mrs. Henderson for worrying the cows might wander into her
yard.
They
are not our cows.
Wait, Betsy.
Can't seem to get it through your head or anybody else's head around this neighborhood. Just because we woke up yesterday morning and found 2 runaway cows in our yard doesn't make them our responsibility.
Well, they're alive. They have to be taken care of until somebody claims them. Can't push them out in the street or they might cause an accident. Well, something must be wrong. Cows don't generally moo at night, do they?
I don't know.
Oh!
What?
Milking.
Huh?
Maybe that's it. I'll bet they have to be milked.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why they're mooing. Yes, it's 4 o'clock and farmers get up at 4 to milk, dear.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
So what do you think?
I don't know. I can't do much about it anyhow. I don't know how to milk a cow.
Well, I learned how when I was little on Aunt Mary's farm, but I don't know if I could do it now. The milkman, do you think he could?
Think he could what?
Milk the cows.
I don't know. He delivers the milk in bottles.
Well, he's a milkman. You think he'd know how, at least.
Why, a modern-day milkman is not required to milk cows, for Pete's sake.
Oh, get up and get dressed. Cows have to be milked. I know that much about them. Find that little wooden stool of Betsy's and that new pail. I'll try and milk them.
You? Oh, boy. I'll bet if those 2 cows had known what they were in for, they'd never have left the farm for the big city lights.
Come on, get up and help me.
Oh, 4 o'clock in the morning. Operator, get me Maine 2970, would you please?
Who's Daddy calling?
It's your breakfast, Betsy. He's calling the Humane Society. Maybe they'll come and take the cows away and keep them until the owner is found.
Oh, dear. Why didn't you have to milk the cows?
Because we didn't need to milk them. The milkman said they were heifers.
Oh,
those are little girl cows, but they haven't had any calves yet. When they do, then they'll give milk.
Yeah. Hello. Yes, is this Maine 2970, Humane Society? Oh, fine. Look, I don't know if you happened to see a little item in the picture in the paper last night about 2 runaway cows that wandered into town and landed in our yard. Oh, you did? Well, yes, that's right. Well, strangely enough, nobody has claimed them. Yes, well, they're not mine, and I can't sell them, and I can't give them away. Well, they are a bit of a nuisance, yes.
I'll be home all day if they want to come and take them.
Yes, well, I must say, sir, you're the first sympathetic ear I've gotten. The neighbors are worried about the cows going to ruin their yards, and I certainly haven't gotten any satisfaction out of the police or the fire department or any other department, for that matter. Nobody wants the cows, including me, I guess.
I'll be home all day if they want to come and get them, dear.
Well, now, look, my wife will be home all day. You can pick them up any... What? Isn't this the Humane Society? Who are you? Oh. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you have the wrong number?
No, it was the right number. It was just the janitor. Nobody's there yet. I'll have to call back. Golly, isn't that typical? Look, you know that guy just sat there and let me tell his whole story, and he's clucking sympathetically, and he says, nobody's there. It's the janitor.
Well, you better get to the office. I'll call the Humane Society later on.
Yeah, I better get going. The boss is sure enough from sore yesterday when I was late on account of those darn cows, so yeah.
Oh, maybe that's the man who owns them, and he just saw the painter.
Oh?
Hello? Yes, we have 2 cows here.
Is it the man?
Yes. Keep the cows fun, honey.
Oh, fun, darling. Who is it? Are they his?
Oh, I see. Yeah, hold on just a moment.
What, is it the man who owns them?
Here. No, it's the health and sanitation department.
Were they... Hello? Yes. Well, look. No, they're not my cows. Well, I know that. Yes, yes, sir. I know it's against the law to keep cows in town, but I had nothing to get rid of them. How?
Why can't we keep them, Mommy?
Look, they have been in the... They've been in the yard, and last night we kept them in the garage. That's... Well, certainly it's clean. It's clean. It's... An inspector for what? Now, just a minute. Now, look here. I... Hello.
What?
How do you like that guy... How do you like that?
I don't know what he said.
First of all, I'll tell you what he said. The health and sanitation department gives me 48 hours to get rid of the cows.
Get rid of them? What does that mean? Kill them?
Would you?
Oh, Daddy, you're not going to kill them, please.
No. I'm not going to kill them. Just get them out of town.
Well,
I got to leave town.
Where would you take them?
I'm telling you what the man said. I have got 48 hours to get them out of here. Until then, I got to keep the garage fit for them to live in. They're sending an inspector.
I don't understand at all.
According to the health and sanitation laws, I can be fined if my cows' living quarters don't pass inspection.
But they aren't your cows, and how can they have laws about that when it's against the law to keep cows in town anyhow?
I don't know. You got a point. I don't know, but don't ask me. Get me a cup of coffee, will you? Suddenly, I'm helpless. I'm like a little child lost in the wilderness of bureaucracy.
Well, don't lean over the table like that.
Yes.
You're getting your tie in the butter.
I represent man. Look at me. Helpless man pitted against the forces of civilized society.
Well, if you don't eat breakfast and get to the office, you're going to represent man without a job.
Look, I'll always have a job. I can run a motel for traveling cows. We might even get up a little cook's tour, driving around on a truck, pointing out greener pastures and prize bulls and fields of clover, all the tourist attractions for cows.
Now, look,
I don't blame
you for being upset, but now, dear...
Upset? Look, I'm going out and clean the garage for the inspector now, see? And you can get on that phone and you can stay on until somebody answers at that Humane Society. You tell them I want those cows removed from my property at once. They don't want them. What do you mean? What do you mean they don't want them?
Darling, the woman at the Humane Society was awfully nice about it, but they said they just don't have any place to keep cows.
Well, we don't have any place to keep cows either.
I know it. I told them that, but they said we at least had a garage. She was very pleasant and interested, and she asked how the cows were, you know.
That was awfully nice of her.
Yes, she was very helpful, and she asked what they were eating, and I said our lawn, you know.
Yeah, and our shrubs and everything else.
Well, she was horrified.
So am I. I'm horrified, too. When I think of the work I've put in on that lawn, rolling it and
shearing
it.
No, that's not what I meant. We've got to buy some feed for them. She wasn't sure what time she said to call a vet.
Buy feed for them? Are you crazy? The health and sanitation department's giving me 48 hours to get them out of here.
I told her that, and I said we didn't want to buy a lot of feed, and she said we could be reported if we don't feed them.
Reported to whom?
I don't know. It's against the law to starve animals or something. So, shall I call a vet? And if so, shall I call the same vet I have for Brownie? Now, I know that vet has cats and dogs, but I don't know if he handles cows, too. Or do they have special cow vets? Never mind, I'll figure something out. You better get to the office or Mr. Bradley will have a fit.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, look at the time.
Hello? Hello, dear. I hated to call you at the office again. Tell Mr. Bradley I won't talk long. But I called a vet, and he said to get something called fitting ration. Now, that's $4.35 a pound for 100 pounds, and they also have to have hay, it seems, and that is about $4.50 for 150 pound bale. Now, shall I go ahead and order it, dear, because he said that he...
And I say that in this office, I want to see more efficiency. More efficiency! And if it... Hello?
Oh, just a moment. Your wife.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bradley. Excuse me, everybody. Hello? Darling, look, I'm in the middle of a conference, sweetie.
And this is also one of the things I want to take up.
Yes.
Personal calls during office hours.
Yes, Dolly. Hold on. I'm very sorry, Mr. Bradley. My wife ordered some feed and hay for the cows, and something's happened, sir.
I'm a little tired hearing about those cows.
Yes.
It seems to me that if you were as interested in what goes on around this office...
I am, sir. Believe me, I am, Mr. Bradley. It's just that my wife sounds kind of hysterical.
Women are always hysterical. And if there's one thing I dislike heartily, it's to bring domestic problems to the office. Just as I don't believe in bringing office problems to the home.
Yes, of course, quite sure. I'll just be a minute. Hello, darling. Honey, listen to me. There are six men here, honey. Well, what is it?
Oh, will you...
Can't you stop him? I said order one bail. One bail.
May I ask the nature of this domestic crisis?
Hold on a minute. They delivered a truckload of hay, it seems. A man is throwing bales of it all over my yard. Hay for the cows, bales of it, she says.
I'll tell you something. That ain't hay. You either get your mind on business or else.
More about the couple next door in just a moment. Tokyo on toast? Well, not exactly, but you will find direct reports from the major news centers of the world waiting for you at breakfast time 7 days a week on CBS Radio's World News Roundup. All through the night, every night, CBS newsmen are on the job, learning the who, what, where, when, and why of current events. At an hour when most Americans are buttering their morning toast, CBS News overseas correspondents are called on to report on events they know about firsthand. So start your day well-informed. Join us on most of these same stations every morning for CBS Radio's World News Roundup. And then on weekday evenings, hear Edward R. Murrow with the news. His personal knowledge of people and places, his years of experience in reporting the news, put the stamp of authority on every broadcast he makes. So for a fuller understanding of events that may shape the course of our lives, hear Edward R. Murrow with the news tonight.
This is Dr. Mole, the vet. He arrived just before you did. He's been looking over the cows.
Well, well, how do you do?
Dear.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. How do you do? I am just fascinated by the bales of hay all over the yard.
Well, I guess you've had quite a time of it, haven't you?
Yes, we seem to be still having it.
Well, now, you should be like me. Never let anything bother me.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Unfortunately, I seem to be...
Now, look here. You see these little metal tags on their ears? Vaccination tags. All you have to do is to send the numbers off these tags to the livestock division at the state capital. Have them check their records and find out who the cows belong to.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, thank you, Dr. Moore.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
nobody else in this whole downtown knew enough to tell me that. Livestock division, huh?
Livestock
well, I'll get a telegram off right away. Well, what are those numbers?
Oh, of course, you've got to remember that these tags were put on when the cows were vaccinated. Now, in the meantime, they may have been sold to somebody else and... He, in turn, may have resold. You know how these things are. You have to track it down.
Oh, but that might take days, might take weeks. The Health and Sanitation Department gave me 48 hours to get these animals out of town.
Well, well, now, let's not get excited.
But
I'm on the board, and I can probably get you an extension. So all is not lost.
No, I don't want an extension. I want to get rid of these cows.
Dear, go in and send the telegram.
But
if we're lucky, maybe we'll hear tomorrow. Hurry up, dear, now, and stop worrying, dear.
Your husband's the nervous type, isn't he? Too bad. Now, you just tell him that it's always darkest before the dawn.
Oh, yes. I'll tell him. I'm sure it'll cheer him up considerably.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Francie Myers, Jim Kelly, and Raymond Branley. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart.